Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Live in the Day with Jay. I am your host, Jay, and it's Free Fall Friday. Today, we're going to talk about whatever it is that you want to talk about. This is what we do on Fridays. That's why I call it Free Fall Friday, and I can't wait to hear some of the things that you guys want to talk about. There's some things that I want to talk about. There's some things we need to talk about. I know that this has been a very, very interesting week. This has been an interesting last 2 weeks, that is. Needless to say, that it has been an interesting month. And I think that it's going to get even more interesting as we dive into next week. So I really want you guys to talk about what it is that you want to talk about. We have so many things that we need to be discussing. But as of right now, I really want you guys to just talk about what you want to talk about. Number to call is 515-602-9785. Number again is 515-602-9785. What is going on, y'all? When I tell y'all that it has been crazy in Gastonia, North Carolina, it has been crazy. It has been crazy the last couple of days here in Gastonia. I'm trying to get people to come on this feed, but I'm having some issues. But it'll be all right. Number to call, 515-602-9785. The number again is 515-602-9785. You guys are definitely, and I mean definitely, live in the day with Jay.
My style is off the wall, coming raw, J-Dom. Lyrically, I'm dropping bombs, universal heartthrob. I'm a certified threat, to the laws, I pose a threat. Rampaging through your set, better show me some respect. My style is off the wall, coming raw, J-Dom. Lyrically, I'm dropping bombs, universal heartthrob. I'm a certified threat, to the laws, I pose a threat. Rampaging through your set, better show me some respect. They hear my name, J-Dom, when I'm ripping up the mic. Sitting standards y'all can't handle, now it's time to pay the price. Trump tight, got this rap game locked in the vice. You don't wanna go against me, better take my advice. It's a must, I go hard and shatter your squad. I'm clicked up with the guard, we gon' tear out your heart. We dominating, no need for waiting. We gotta take it, running over all you cowards. Make you see the face of Satan. Steady chasing after dollars, tell my haters sayonara. In my lane, I gotta bomb you, see you later, no tomorrow. I be balling, no stalling on the block. Shot calling, I'm a beast in the streets. What these beats keep hollering. My style is off the wall, coming raw, J-Dom. Lyrically, I'm dropping bombs, universal heartthrob. I'm a certified threat, to the laws, I pose a threat. Rampaging through your set, better show me some respect. My style is off the wall, coming raw, J-Dom. Lyrically, I'm dropping bombs, universal heartthrob. I'm a certified threat, to the laws, I pose a threat. Rampaging through your set, better show me some respect. So official, plus I'm made, living laid in the shade, with my feet kicked up. Better check my resume. Step my game out the trenches to the top. Getting riches, made men, real people, ENT. Coming vicious off the wall, always raw. Yeah, my clique, we standing tall. Elevating, steady, regulating while you suckers fall. Middle fingers to the law, I don't show them no respect. I'm a certified vet. Step in water, you'll get wet. My piranhas all up on you, heat you up just like a sauna. Choppers chopping, pistols popping. Every time we run up on you, never bother when there's problems. I just plot and stay. gone. In the end, you'll be gone. Feel the rest of Jay Dawn. My style is off the wall, coming raw, Jay Dawn. Lyrically, I'm dropping bombs, universal hard thrust. I'm a certified threat to the laws, I pose a threat. Rampaging through your set, better show me some respect. My style is off the wall, coming raw, Jay Dawn. Lyrically, I'm dropping bombs, universal hard thrust. I'm a certified threat to the laws, I pose a threat. Rampaging through your set, better show me some respect. Yo, it's Jay Dawn. Nashville, Tennessee, 615, Southside Thoroughbred Rider.
VB spotted.
I'm dominating the game. Yeah, I'm doing my thing. Coming live from the dirty, dirty, you heard me? Ha. Wordplay out this world. My style is off the wall, coming raw, Jay Dawn. Lyrically, I'm dropping bombs, universal hard thrust. I'm a certified vet. Laws, I pose a threat. Rampaging through your set, better show me some respect. My style is off the wall, coming raw, Jay Dawn. Lyrically, I'm dropping bombs, universal hard thrust. I'm a certified threat to the laws, I pose a threat. Rampaging through your set, better show me some respect.
Too many mornings fill my life. Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, world? You already know who it is. It's the big homie Ambush, a.k.a. the Southern Secret. And you are now live in the day with the brother Jay, blogtalkradio.com, Green Light Inc. It's a go. It's official like a referee with a whistle. Let's get it, man.
You are now listening to Lively Day with Jay. Now go get him, Daddy.
Welcome back to the show. Number to call is 515-602-9785. That number again is 515-602-9785. I want to hear from you guys. I want to bring you on. I want to hear what you got to talk about. If anybody has that number, post that in the Facebook, the 515-602-9785. That's the call-in number. You call in, let's talk a little bit about what you want to talk about because it's free for all Friday. Guys, first and foremost, let me say that maybe two weeks and a half, you guys, we will be premiering the first of the Shop Talk show that is going to be filmed right here in Gastonia. And I'm telling you, it's going to be great. You're going to like it. It's going to be on Facebook Watch. It's going to be a very good look right now because we need that platform. We need that extra platform. So in about 2.5, maybe 3 weeks, you'll start seeing the first season of the show. It'll start playing on Facebook Watch. And this is free. This is free. All I ask is you guys support the movement. Support it. Support everything that's going on with it because it's very important right now what we have going on in Gastonia that we definitely start to build that foundation of unity and peace. And, you know, My brothers and sisters over at Push, y'all have no idea what we have planned for the area. What's up, cuz? How you doing? Sorry about that, y'all, but I don't get to talk to my cuz much who's out there in California doing big things. But, yeah, we definitely got a lot going on in the community. You know, Free Fall Friday, we talked about what's going on in Gastonia, my views on the protest and the Stop the Violence program that's getting ready to happen. Well, personally, hey, what's up, AJ? My thoughts on it is right now we're gonna have to really show that there's some real push to stop the violence. Because I haven't seen any real pushes to stop the violence. I've seen pushes to exceed the violence, and that's not what needs to happen right now. We all need to take a step back. There is some things that we need to revisit when it comes to why and what methods we are using, why we're using these methods, and what methods we are trying to use when it comes to stabilizing our communities and having a little bit of peace. And right now, I don't know, guys. I don't know. This is not a good look. Let me talk briefly on one thing. And I know there's probably going to be some people to get mad at me, but it's okay. You can be mad at me. We want to talk about it. I've been looking a little bit lately. I've been listening and reading a lot of what people have to say right now, what's going on. And one thing that really, truly bothers me, and this has nothing to do with a political push or nothing. The show doesn't endorse any politicians or nothing like that. It's nothing like that. But I've been noticing how so many people are really going in on the Gastonia Mayor Walker Reed. Now, who am I to tell you how you feel, how you can feel about something? But guys, come on. Stuff I've been reading is downright ridiculous. Downright ridiculous. I know half of you, if all of you, don't know by now that he, you know, he had a heart procedure a few weeks ago. And, you know, protest. Now, I'm not telling anybody how to protest or what they should say when they protest, but you got to have some common decency. You got to have some decency. The man had a major issue health-wise. And I'm doing nothing but reading how people are going in. And I don't think that's what it's all about. Just because we got to – let's get this straight. This is where I'm going to make some people mad. Just because we got a black mayor don't mean we get free whatever we want. Everything's going to be sweet. We don't have to work for anything anymore. Our problems are all gone. Y'all thought that when President Obama was in office. You thought that just because he was in office, we didn't have to do anything in the black community. We didn't have to put forth the effort. We didn't have to ask for education reform. We didn't have to ask for criminal reform. We had to do nothing. That's what you felt. And when he didn't give you everything you wanted, you told him he was a sellout too. It don't work like that. It does not work like that. I don't care what you think of me right now. It don't work like that. You have to put forth the effort in your own backyard, in your own communities, to make sure that what you want to see happen with your community, it will happen if you put that effort for your community in the front. Nobody's going to give you nothing. Nobody's going to make this easy for us. Are y'all crazy? Are y'all crazy? This is not how we are supposed to do things. This is not how we get to the next level. There is no way you're going to tell me just because somebody that looked like me is in a power or a position of power that my journey is going to be very, very sweet now. Man, it don't work. You know what? We have to work harder. Because the person that's put in that position, they already feeling the pressures. And I'm not taking up for nobody. Don't get me wrong. I'm trying to get you guys to understand that we have to get out of this ideology that when someone that looked like us is put in the places of power, then things are very easy for us. It's not. In actuality, things are a lot harder because we have a lot more to prove then. I know that sucks. I know that's not how you feel like it should be. I don't think it should be like that. But in actuality, it is. And we have to remember that. Y'all give that man some slack. Leave him alone a little bit. Let him live. Let him heal. Give him a break. Give him a break. Let him heal. Then in due time, I promise you, well, I can't promise you, but I'm pretty sure that in due time, the right things will be said by the right people. Now, if you don't like what I said, that's fine. Feel free, call in, talk about it. Feel free to reach out to me. Come on the Shop Talk show. Talk about it. You have a right to feel the way you want to feel, but on the same token, we got to remember that there needs to be some decency amongst us all. Now, I know a lot of you seen the events in the last couple of days, and I know a lot of you have questions, and I know a lot of you have opinions on what you've seen. A lot of you have expressed you didn't like it, but do something about it. Do it the right way. I don't understand why we think we need TV time in that capacity. Why we think we need to be belligerent sometimes. Now, I'm not saying this, everybody. Don't get me wrong. But what I am saying is that when there's someone on the outside looking in and they see something in their mind gives them the impression, the first impression they see of you, that's what they're going to roll with. Mr. T-Breeze, he said it's all about clout. People want their their 5 minutes of fame. Those same people don't vote, haven't registered to vote, and probably, and I can't read the rest, but he says, and probably not planning on voting. And I agree with you. I agree with you. A lot of times that is the case. A lot of times that is the case. Sometimes people just want to be on TV so they can say, hey, turn on such and such at 5 o'clock and you're going to see me on TV. A lot of times that is the case. And I don't understand why people think that that's what is going to make this better. Man, we got people here we ain't seen in forever on TV. They here to help, then that's a good thing. We need to see that help. But then if they here just to get some TV time, then they need to go on somewhere. Now, this is not going to get better until we really lay a bona fide blueprint down to peace and unity. It's got to be a road to peace and unity. There is no ifs, ands, or buts. Those are the only ways that we are going to see these communities, these surrounding communities, get back to normal. We have to have some sort of boundary of peace and unity. Now, I had somebody, and that's enough of that. I'm going to talk about that some more in a little bit, but I had some people talk about the school system, the decision of the school system to go back to school. How do you guys feel about that? Y'all know how I feel about it. I want to hear what you feel about that. I want to hear. That number to call is 515-602-9785. Because I know that there are a lot of people that are upset at this. And I know that there are a lot of people who really want this to happen. I don't know how, but there are. And I want to know what you feel about this. It's very important because time is ticking and we are getting ready to start whether you want it to or not. So it's very important for you to let your voice be heard. But if you're not going to let your voice be heard, please do not start running your mouth because that is not how this works. If you don't vote, please sit down in the back. If you don't vote, if you're not registered to vote, if you don't believe in the voting system, if you don't believe that it helps, sit down in the back. Be quiet. Because right now is not your time to talk. Till you educate yourself on why you should vote. Whether whatever you believe, Democrat, Republican, Independent, Martian, I don't care. Whatever. If you don't vote, sit down. Sit down in the back, be quiet. Because you're not helping anything. Then a lot of people say, well, you know what? All this stuff going on, this is the sign of the end time, end of times. Y'all believe that? We're going to talk about that. Number to call is 515-602-9785. You guys are definitely live in the day with Jay.
Sights, uma canoa astral de tempos ancestrais. Me vi de perto, nu como um deserto, errante navegante num mar sem fim. Foi quando vi ela ancorar no cais. Do meu olhar ela é a expressão da paz. É ardentia, pura simetria, minha deusa Vênus.
Alkaline Water is a family-owned, father-and-son business operated by Mr. Robert McCray, where he was proudly appointed by his great-grandparents to continue their journey of life, love, and respect. Live Alkaline Water is manufactured at the packaging property. Therefore, no chemicals are used in the treatment of the water. That's right, Live Alkaline Water is 100% pure from mineral beds 800 feet below ground. To learn more about this healthy way to enjoy pure alkaline water, call to speak to a representative at area code 336-775-7501. That number again is area code 336-775-7501. Or to contact Robert McCray himself, send an email to emaul9@gmail.com. Again, that's emaul9@gmail.com. And remember, eat right, drink right, think right.
Hey, what's up, family? This is your boy D-Lo, and you are now live in the day with Jay. Peace.
Number to call is 515-602-9785. That number again, 515-602-9785. Real quick, about 3 weeks from now, guys, we are going to be airing the very first of the Shop Talk series that is going to be happening in Gastonia, North Carolina. It is going to be on Facebook Watch, and you guys are going to be very, very informed. I'm not going to say entertained. You're going to be informed because that's what the show is about. We're going to have some of the local groups on, the leaders of some of the local groups that are leading some of the protests, that are leading some of the charges of unity and peace. And we are definitely going to talk about things that we should be talking about, things that are going to bring us to a whole new level of this road to unity, because it has to happen. The only way all of this is going to start going away is if we have a foundation of unity and peace. That's my vision. Your vision might be different. It's okay. If your vision is different, it's okay. We can be different, and I know a lot of us do think differently, but I don't care what anybody else is going to do. I know what I'm going to do. And the way that I can reach people is to have a peaceful and unified platform. That's the only thing I know how to do. This divide and conquer, I can't do that. That's not what I'm about. I'm about peaceful and unified ideas, ideologies, protests, whatever. That's what I do. So other people might do different, and that's okay. I'm not here to knock anybody and see and tell them why or how they can express how they feel. I can't do that. Only you can express how you feel. But all I say is, y'all, let's do this the right way. Let's make our voice universally be heard. And the only way we can do this in the right way is if we do things in a peaceful and unified manner. That's the only time people want to listen to us. I mean, how many times have you dealt with someone? How many times, and I'm going to get to this caller. How many times have you dealt with someone and they're doing a bunch of yelling? And you trying to get your point across, they trying to get their point across. And in the meantime, neither one of you getting your point across because you're yelling, and it's really yelling is fighting with each other getting to the person that it needs to get to. You're over talking each other. So you can't get anywhere like that. Somebody has to be able to sit back, listen, wait, then speak, and make it effective speech. Make their rhetoric so effective that it leaves the person listening thinking about you for days. Not because of fear, not because of bad language or whatever the case may be, but because your words were effective. That's what we got to understand, that our words are powerful. Our words can be very effective to people. Our words can be very effective to change. Our words can be effective to hate. And ultimately, our words can be effective to love. And if we know how to use our words in the right way, in the right overtone, in the right stadium, then I promise you, we are not going to do the wrong things. We are not going to have a bad outcome. Number to call is 515-602-9785. Caller, welcome to the show.
Hey, James, how you doing?
Started off good.
It's good. We had a lot of these same conversations for years and years just in person, so it's good to hear us, hear you still talking about it. I was going to call in Wednesday, then kind of got a call to talk for a while. We'd talk about schools, but since you're on this, the social justice thing, I think it's important to remember that the vision is in the playbook of the president, and it's all he's got left. And so he's going to fan the flames. He's been fanning the flames since at least 2017 in Charlottesville, and he's going to keep doing that. And it only serves his people's purpose for all this division and all this not listening to each other and all this. These video clips showing up of the new Black Panthers party, and then you have the KKK on the other side, and they're standing there yelling at each other with megaphones. Then, of course, you threw in the Christians last night, so there were three groups down there yelling at each other with megaphones. That wasn't changing anything.
Right.
Nobody was hearing or listening to anybody else, and so I think you're right on track, man. It is time to step back, take a deep breath, and there is change needs to occur, and we all absolutely know that and understand that. But change doesn't occur with just giving a voice and not listening to the other voices. And I feel bad for these young people who really, really, really pressured the county commission and removing the statue finally. It should have never even been put there. And now this has kind of derailed them. These people didn't have anything to do with these protests. They didn't have anything to do with these groups coming into town. And now the county commission is going to be able to put this vote off and put this vote off and put this vote off, citing unrest and potential violence and all those things. So a little bit of progress is good. A lot of progress is even better, but just standing and yelling and is not going to solve anything. So I agree with you on those points. So.
Right. You're absolutely right. And, you know, I definitely don't want to give up on our young people, because our young people are there to fire. They're the heart in all this. I think some of them have been misguided. You know, I mean, I think there's a Stop the Violence program coming up this weekend. I think it's this weekend. It's coming up
Sunday. Yeah, I think so.
Okay. And so that has to be a very, very good showing of what Gastonia is to look for when it comes to moving forward. And I think it's put on by some young people. So it has to be successful. It has to be, in order for us to get the ear of the, I could care less about the politicians right now, to get the ear of the public.
I agree.
I think it has to be successful. I think that the rhetoric has to be unified, and it has to be unified on a peaceful front. You know, Gastonia's never seen nothing like this.
No, they haven't. And we've seen this same thing with this reopen crowd. They're a very, very, very loud, small minority. 78% of Americans support masks. But that little 22%, they grab their guns and they grab their megaphones and they get news. And they miss, like you had said earlier, like you and I had texted about that 15 minutes of fame. And we tend to, they get the airtime and we think, oh, this is a move. But no, it's a small minority. And I would argue that these white supremacists that are turning out, they're a very vocal minority. You and I both are old enough to remember Klan marches, and I saw one in Shelby, probably mid-90s.
I've seen
about 20 Klansmen. There were about 20 Klansmen, and there were probably 2,000 to 3,000 of us protesting against them, and the cops had to protect them from us. We were by far the majority, but that little vocal minority was getting the attention and the airtime. So I think that we're in a very similar situation now. You see what's happening in Portland. It's all the president's got left is division and hatred, and he's sending these federal agents into these towns, creating conflict. They're escalating the situation. Those were nonviolent protests going on in Portland, and that's all he's got left. And so this division is largely man-made, and of course the news wants to sell, so they capitalize on it, and we all sit and watch it, and then you see it on Facebook. It's one moron says something stupid, and 300 people oppose him, but that one moron is the one getting the attention. Everybody that's replying to him is giving him the attention that he's craving, and that's why they say these things. So I agree with you. If you can step back, take a deep breath, see what's really going on. That's really all we can do at this point.
Yes. I understand the ideology of the old Black Panther. I don't understand the ideology of the new Black Panther. And you know, I can't tell people how they can protest. I can't do that. People can how they feel they need to protest. That's like telling someone how much their foot hurts when you stomp it. And you don't know that. They only know that.
Sure.
But what I can say is nobody's going to listen unless the message have to have unity and peace as a platform. It has to. Or no one's wanting to listen to that.
NPR today was replaying a speech that John Lewis made right after Selma, and That's exactly what he's saying then. And he's saying that that's the only way you can do it is through peaceful mm-hmm. protest and peaceful conversation. And so the week that he dies, it's kind of ironic that's what's going on in Gastonia. I just saw, I had it on Channel 9 right now, and there they were back at Tony's Ice Cream. So they're running a clip, and there's people sticking Post-it notes on the walls and, on the outside windows, and they just want the press is going to stay on top of this. If we sit down together and have a reasonable conversation, that's not going to make any press. Nobody cares, right?
No.
It's a shame that we've let these things divide us. And then back to the schools, you and I, you wanted to be a teacher for a long time, and it took you a while, but you got there, and now they're perhaps putting us in harm's way. But my concern, there was no good solution for anybody. And, the kids I teach at Hunter Huss, they're the ones that get left behind on online learning, and I don't know what kind of solution there is. They are less likely to have decent internet, less likely to have a device. So I've got mixed feelings. I'm going into harm's way. We're essential workers here in a couple of weeks, and I can protect them from bullets. I can't protect them from this virus. But
And that's the scary part.
Sure.
That's the scary part. And then you don't know about the teachers itself. I mean, it's scary. It's like going into a war zone with no weapons whatsoever.
Sure it is.
So the state school board
today had a meeting. They have one more meeting August 7th before school started, and the North Carolina Department of Health and Human Services made a presentation, and the state school board has defined the mask mandate because it was kind of open to interpretation, and they all schools that go to any in-person learning, all students will wear masks the entire time on school property and on buses. Some people were interpreting it before as if they're 6 feet apart in a classroom, they can take them off. And the state school board said today, nope, they will literally for 7.5 hours or longer if they're riding the bus, will have to have that mask on except when they're actually eating lunch in the classroom. So even little kids on the playground, any time on school property, that was a state mandate today. So they said students that refuse to wear a mask or take their mask off will not be allowed to stay. They will be offered virtual learning. And I don't know how that's going to play out in Gaston County. That virtual academy has kind of operated in the shadows for however many years they've had it, because I wasn't even aware they had created one, because none of us were allowed to apply for it. So it's interesting that we're going into that, and you and I have been around enough high school kids, mm-hmm. and you've been around younger kids. That mask is going to be a fight from the very first day. It's going to be a constant fight.
What do you think about the teachers that are teaching like K-4?
I can't imagine. I can't imagine what they said. The state said that. Yeah, the school board said it applies to everybody pre-K up. They said they reiterated that again today. So I cannot imagine. I don't even know how you explain to a kid what's going on with a 6 or 7 year old. I mean, you can't give them the science. I can do that with high school kids, and we can make them understand what pandemics are, but you can't make a 7 year old understand that. So
no, you can't.
Mine was ADD, and so there's no way when he was in the second or third grade that I could have kept a mask on him. He was wide open, bouncing off the walls. You probably remember him. So, there's no way.
What do we do?
We've got a lot of figuring. I don't know what options we have. I'll show up. I mean,
I see teachers in Fort Mill protesting. I see teachers in Florida protesting. I know their laws probably a little different than they are here in North Carolina, but I mean, what do you do? Am I the only one other than you and a couple of more I know that are outraged over this?
I've gotten texts and emails from colleagues since this was announced, and even people that I don't talk to like that have been advice, and I guess because I've been there so long. And there's a lot of outrage. And I see it on social media, and I see it in my own inbox. But I don't know how you harness it. I don't know what the options are.
They're
I don't
afraid
think there
to
was any way that. Well, I think they might be, but I don't know that how they could have won here. My concern from the very beginning, even as we went into this last March, is a lot of these lower income kids, a lot of these minority kids are going to get left behind by this virtual learning thing. And that's, we're seeing a huge divide. I had kids that didn't have internet access, so I would get them printed stuff. I would talk to other teachers in some places. Oh, yeah, 90% of my kids are showing up for these virtual meetings. I had students that were having to work 12-hour days. I had students that were taking care of three or four siblings, and they couldn't show up for these things. And so it's, I mean, that wealth divide in America is causing a big part of this problem. And it's only gotten worse. And you and I both have seen how schools have been starved of money. Heard the governor say, well, we're hoping businesses and community members step up and help us out. Well, we don't have community members that can afford to help us out at some of the schools in Gaston County. So I'm going to get a gallon of hand sanitizer and 5 cloth masks, and that's pretty much the way everything else is on me, it looks like. So.
It's almost like you can't even trust the hand sanitizer now. It seems like every hand sanitizer that come out, is something differently wrong with it. And now they got this new one that, you know, hey, I think there's fear and mass hysteria caused every day on all social media platforms.
Sure.
That doesn't help. It doesn't help.
No, it doesn't help. And it doesn't help again. It started at the top when there was so much denial about the dangers and threats of this virus from the very beginning, and there's still a significant minority of people that think this is just a flu, this is not a serious virus. No, it is a novel virus, nothing like we have ever faced as human beings before, and there's so much unknown about it. They want to argue that kids don't spread it, but now the CDC has said that's not true. They just weren't testing many kids. I saw in Gaston County just a little while ago, Channel 9 was showing the numbers. The positive rate is down, but the percentages are not. And 72% of the people were under 49 that were getting it. So it's not just an old nursing home disease. It's happening to young people. And even if they survive it, there is a chance they're going to have lifelong heart problems or lung problems or kidney problems or vascular problems. And so how do you explain to a 17-year-old kid who gets it and recovers, but yet now he's on heart medication or now he's got liver damage? I mean, I don't know how, what the solution would be. I mean, you tell me, but you and I have talked about it. I don't know that there is any solution. If we all band together and not show up, it helps us, but it doesn't help those kids. And
it won't help the kids.
So it doesn't help.
We're in a tough situation because, you know, I think the mass of the people don't really understand that. We're not trying to not be with our students. We miss our students. We want to be with our students.
Absolutely. Oh, absolutely.
But we want to be safe. We want to be healthy. We don't want to bring nothing home to our family. I mean, I go see my mom.
Exactly.
I'm 35
right.
years old. And I don't
that's
want to
exactly
bring
right.
anything to my mom. I say
yeah,
let all the people that make the decisions come in and teach with us.
I don't disagree with that. One of the state school board members was saying, well, we need – get us N95 masks then. If we're going to be teachers and we have to be in these classrooms, don't give us some cloth mask made out of T-shirt material. Get us real masks that really protect. But obviously there's no money for that. They were making even, you know, medical workers in New York were having to reuse those things. They were giving them one a week, which you can't do with those type of masks, but they were still making them do it. So it's a shame that this country wasn't prepared better, and it's a shame that the schools aren't prepared better, but all of those years of budget cuts are going to come back and bite us right now. So,
yep, it is. This is where I tell you young people, listen to what he's saying, because this is part of that voting process where you get those people in that have your agenda, that have your concerns and not their own, and it makes things a whole lot simpler in life if you know the people you're voting in are really going to work for you.
And that's one of the downfalls of social media, because I've talked to my high school students about it for years, and more and more every year they get their main source of information is Instagram or Facebook or whatever social media platform. They're not reading the Washington Post or Googling CNN or any of these reputable news sources. They're getting it off these social media platforms, which are full of falseness and division, and they make arguments. I've seen some of the things on social media posted that I can't believe my former students are posting, like, you know, pedophile rings and blah, 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 blah.
These conspiracy theories.
While we've got real issues, we've got a global pandemic, we've got racial division, we've got a fascist president, but yet they're spending their time and energy on these ridiculous conspiracy theories. And that's exactly what these platforms are wanting them to do. So,
I don't know
the solution.
You're absolutely right.
I know you've got other callers, and I don't want to monopolize time.
No. It's okay. I don't mind. Well, you know, we can talk all day long.
We have before, so.
Yes. I just want. You know, I don't think we're ever going to get back to normal.
I don't.
I think that we have changed for the rest of our time here on this earth.
I think things have changed.
And that's the sad part, because we don't know what's ahead, and we don't know how to prepare for what's ahead, because everything is in limbo. We're having to play the guessing game.
No, you're right.
We're having to look at scare tactics, and you know, this is not good for our young people. This is definitely not good for us.
Good.
But it's not good for our young people. And if our young people are supposed to finish the things that we start for them, then they're going to fail miserably, because we can't give them all the tools they need, because we don't have it.
I know how education bounces back to any sense of normalcy. I don't know how sports or dining out or travel or concerts or any of those things will ever bounce back to any degree of normalcy. I think a lot of people believe that thing, it's like they heard from the top, it's going to magically disappear someday. Dr. Fauci said yesterday, it's not. It's here forever. Even with a vaccine, it's still mutating. It's still here. We're never going to go back to the old way. Ever.
And you know what? With Dr. Fauci, if somebody don't teach him how to throw a baseball, I can't believe the amount of people that throw that ball crooked.
Yeah, he's a heck of an immunologist, but he's not much of a baseball pitcher. So,
no, and I know he couldn't skip rocks. But,
yeah, he made a statement this morning that he and his family are receiving significant and scary death threats, which tells us something about America. He said it happened during AIDS, too, but he said then he knew it was just crackpots. He said now it is literally scary, and that these people, he's afraid some of these people might act. He's had to request extra security. And so one of the top doctors on the planet, and he's getting death threats. And so go figure.
I appreciate that. We get ready to have somebody come on and tell me I got so many seconds. I appreciate you talking to me. I need to have you come back next week, because there's more things.
Anytime, man. And we'll get together sometime too, the best way we can. It's great talking to you.
All right, you all too. Right, I'll talk to you again.
All right, talk to you later.
You really need to understand what's going on around you right now, because there's so many things that we need to focus on. We don't have time for silliness. We don't have time for fighting. We don't have time for fussing. There's so many things going on right now that if you don't want peace and unity, then you really need to go to another planet, because we have to focus on what is going to get us back to normal. Look, I appreciate you guys checking out the show. I appreciate you supporting the show. Continue to support the show. You know, I really need support also for the Shop Talk. If you guys want to donate, you can donate. I'll give you information. You just inbox me and I'll give you information. If you have a business, you want to sponsor the show, and all your business or anything will be featured on the show in the credits, and we'll probably even bring you on and talk about your business. Just let us know. Reach out to me and I'll get you that information. But if you don't do nothing else today, you go tell somebody you never tell that you love them, because you never know. We always not promise tomorrow. Tell you guys that I love you with the greatest love I know, and that's the love of God, because he gives it to me each and every day. So I hope you guys are ready for next week. We got a lot of things planned next week. I'm going to bring Push on the show, and I want you guys to get a load of what Push has to say, which is the group that I'm affiliated with, and I think that you're going to be thoroughly impressed. I love you more, man. You guys have definitely been live in the day with Jay. See you Monday.